traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Mike comes from the corporate world. This ain't corporate. This is an extremely dynamic, ever-changing environment with pure f***ing savagery. And if you're not ready to step up to that level, especially now that I'm on, because we're doing the vlogs and the pocket, like, I'm always on, bro. I lay in bed at night, and it takes me 2 hours to fall asleep because I'm like this.
And he tried to...
Coming up with ideas. And
fucking is planning on going today, but we ain't leaving here anytime soon. So instead of complaining about what's going on, get comfortable, get some fucking popcorn, and shut your fucking mouth.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. We are fired up today. Woo! If you're not subscribed, hit that subscribe button. Team Maverick is in full force. The vlogs are back 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Impulsive is running smoothly 2 times a week, Tuesday and Thursday. That's 5 days of Team Maverick content, not to mention Impulsive clips.
And the night shift.
And the night shift on are you going to do
Saturdays? I think I might do Saturdays, just so you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then what we do is we like to take Sundays off.
We
force
ourselves.
For you guys, we don't actually take them off.
No.
We like to usually, but yesterday we fucking...
Well, I really realize that, like, truly taking a day off for us anyways is impossible. And here's why. Like, I always try to make things applicable. We do what we love. So... as much as we like take a day off, man, we're just filming stuff. We're going to hang out with friends. We're making content, Instagram story, whatever it is. The point is this: you if you want, you could see a lot of us in 2020. Like, it's a big year. Again, I'm gonna attribute most of this drive to being sober. This clarity is insane,
dude. I can see the future, bro.
What do you see? Do you see drop shipping?
That is obviously the biggest. I see drop sheeping. It's a drop sheeping. It's where you carry sheep around and drop them at some point. Now I see drop shipping. I see new business entities. I see a lot of views on the vlog. I see big, it's not even merch, apparel sales. Yep. Like, yep. It's just going to be a big year of focused, sober, just ultimateness. And also, I tweeted about it again today. I don't want to hit it again. We're not drinking to minimize the downs here. We're trying to increase these ups, return on investment.
Yeah, I have one thing to fix. That's it.
What is it?
The sinus infection. You guys can still hear. I did the math today. I've been sick for a fucking month. 30 days straight I've been sick. It's getting ridiculous. I'm going to the immunologist. We're figuring out, like, what's wrong with me. I may have to get sinus surgery because, like, one of my sinus tubes. Is that how it works? Is there a tube? It might be pinched or something.
That's so much. Such a
I said today, if, like, what's the price you would pay to be healthy, guaranteed for the rest
unlimited,
of your life.
Unlimited.
No. You don't have unlimited money. You personally, Michael.
All. Yeah, all of it. Look, there's no price on health, and that's why it comes back to this discussion that we are always having about healthcare in America and how important it is to people. I mean, it's like, what price could you put on being healthy and on living a healthy life? I asked you this morning. I don't even know that you're sick anymore. You're just Logan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As long as I've known you, you've been sick. That's why it's like weird to even hear you say you're sick anymore, because I can't even imagine.
Are you talking about like sick or like sick? Because I'm definitely sick.
Like a mixture of both. I don't know.
I'm going to do some historical shit, bro. Scooch over. My gum's going where your gum's going.
Wow.
First piece. Ooh. Impulsive history. Clip it. And put it on Impulsive Clips. The channel's thriving, by the way. I think that's the future. Joe Rogan experience. I don't watch that many of Joe Rogan's full podcasts besides the one with Russell Brand, which if you saw that episode yet, you didn't, because it's coming out on Thursday. Yeah, we're going to switch them. Boys Only's on Tuesday and guest podcast on Thursday.
We're going to stick to that like format.
Yeah. Because I think it's important for the Boys Only to recap things that happened this weekend, such as the Conor McGregor fight.
I was going to order it.
You didn't?
I didn't order it. I was here just doing some administrative business, so I didn't order the fight. I was supposed to be up with you and Big Bear. I know we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
And I would have seen the fight up there, but I came back here for that admin, And I didn't order it. But
probably a good thing.
I saw it was over in what?
40 seconds. 40 seconds, I will say. I went into the fight pretty much knowing Conor McGregor is going to win. Donald Cerrone is a legend. He's done all these great things, but he is stiff. And McGregor, the word I'll use to describe him is lethal. His precision and power is absolutely unmatched. And in the first, I think, 20 seconds, this sounds weird saying it. He punched Donald Cerrone with his fucking shoulder.
Have you ever done that to anyone?
Milton's kind of pushed me to do it, but in boxing, it's not legal.
Yeah, but that's never stopped you in the past.
It's true. I do sometimes infringements that I shouldn't. But Donald Cerrone got punched in the face 3 times with Conor McGregor's shoulder, busted his nose. His nose started bleeding. Then he got head kicked and dropped to the cage and fell and went in fetal position. I will say this. I like Donald Cerrone. I think everyone in the world is disappointed with your performance.
I'll tell you one.
And I like Donald Cerrone, and like the DAZN crew was just with him, and he said he wanted to train with me, but I don't know, dude.
I'll tell you one person that's pissed at that performance.
Pissed!
Dan Bilzerian.
How can you not be? You go in there and you expect, dude, you pay $70 for a title fight.
No, fuck the $70. What did Dan bet? Did you see the bet?
Dan bet on... I thought he said he was betting pocket change with a bag of change.
I don't know if you may have noticed what was behind him. Oh shit. You may have missed that part.
Oh, I didn't look at the... I'm one of those people that doesn't look at the background of Instagram pictures.
I mean, can you really do wrong at this point?
Yeah. But wait, how much did he bet? Did he say?
I mean, let's try to count it.
Oh, I see what's happening here. 1.5 million likes. You put in some pocket change on Cowboy Cerrone. Who y'all got? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There goes your entire life's fucking worth to people watching this shit. By the way, even fucking... Wow. God almighty.
Dan, I don't... Yeah, probably... No, these are hundreds right here. These are singles. These are 20s. Jesus.
I'll give you a good guess on it. Those 20 ones are probably, I would say those are probably $2,000 racks, the 20 ones. You might be able to even zoom in and see what the bands are. So each one of those stacks might be 20,000.
Dan didn't bet on my fight, thank God. So I actually didn't feel bad. He's like, what did he say? He's like, yeah, I was going to put like $250,000 on the fight, but the odds are 4-1, so I figured I'd get shit returns. Suddenly, he's a cowboy from the South, but... He didn't bet on me, so I didn't feel bad. But this is,
that's my entire network. Like
McGregor continues to innovate, fighting technique, which is insane. Like even Cerrone said, he's like, yeah, he hit me in the shoulder. I've never seen anything like that. Like no one's ever seen that before. And he uses quite legitimately every part of his body, and he goes in there treating it like a real fight, not just a... You have a striking game, you have a grappling game, a ground game, a wrestling background, whatever it is. Like, he goes in there as a 360-degree fighter. So, King's back. Congratulations, Conor McGregor, man.
I mean, what does he do next, by the way? Has he made any statements about, like, who he's going to fight next or, like...
I think he's just focused on having some fun, relaxing for a little bit, and then going back to the ring.
He's not boozing.
What?
He's pull it up. He made a whole statement about... how he was drinking on the way into his last fight. He was drinking during training camp.
I think he boozed in the aftermath.
Oh, afterwards?
Of course, yes.
So maybe on the way in?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I just thought maybe he'd been watching the show and he figured, you know, these dudes are fucking crushing it without the booze.
Yeah, true.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe he fights Khabib. Maybe he fights Kamaru Usman, which would be fucking crazy. There's a lot of good fighters. I'm at the point in my life, this is the last thing I'll say, where I'm at the point in my life where I really, really do want Conor McGregor to stop aging. And I want to watch him fight forever, for the rest of my life. Like, I wish he would stay here in his prime, if this is his prime. And because I know I'm going to miss watching him fight.
Is there anybody you'd want to see age faster? Or, in like, die off quicker? You know what?
Until you added the die off part.
Is there anybody you'd like to see age faster and just move more towards I would less
love
talking?
In the next year for Caitlyn Bennett Gun Girl to look like a full on grandmother and just be interviewing people at pep rallies like, what do you think about abortion? Just like, yo, Caitlyn, shut the fuck up. Give it up. We removed the Caitlyn Bennett Gun Girl episode.
You haven't even seen that yet, right?
Oh, no, because we removed it during Russell's podcast.
Should we kill the surprise? Or should we cut that?
It looks like the surprise is over. So, yeah, I watched the fight at Big Bear. We went there to surprise my brother Jake for his 23rd birthday. I proceeded to tell him that after 23, it all goes downhill. That's just facts. I'm a man of facts.
That's not true. I think it's dependent. I think it's dependent on the person. Because think about me, for example. 25, it's... was when it actually started to go good.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously my life's a little different, but that's it. Yeah. I mean,
it might be somewhat anecdotal for me. Like, I noticed when I hit 23. 23 was the first age I hit where I could no longer tell people I was a kid. Like, I had to look around and, like, sort of start accepting responsibility for my actions.
Yeah.
And planning for my future, which is weird. And we talked about this last night because we went to Saddle Ranch and there was a bunch of social media kids and we started talking, like, on a macro level. Like, a lot of these kids... ages 20 to 30, I feel like, aren't planning for the future. They think this shit's gonna last forever. Like, you really gotta invest in yourself and your life, the latter half of it anyways.
It's just crazy to imagine how, you know, that was like me, you know, even like a year ago. Like, I was in that crowd. I was out just getting fucked up on Sundays, fucked up on Tuesday nights, and like spending the majority of the week like hungover. And like, these people, they really truly do think that this shit's a cakewalk. Like, all these people that are cashing out for $100 million here and have really thought about their futures and like their life's worth are working their ass off every fucking day.
When you were hungover though, you still were crushed. You were still grinding.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I my only rebuttal is, like, I don't think these people think about or don't think about the future and really think this shit's gonna last forever. I just don't know if they are planning. I don't know if they have the wherewithal to realize they need to start planning or like what to do. A lot of people in life are just confused. Like, what is the next step? What do I do next?
I think everybody in a way is. You know what I'm saying? Even someone as headstrong as Russell Brand, I'm sure there's days where he's like, you know, is this the right next step? You know what I'm saying? I don't think anyone ever really has it completely figured out. It's like levels to how much you have it figured out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And he mentioned, you'll see on the podcast with him, he's still learning every day. Coming from a kid, a child, compared to Russell, and like, he has eons of experience and knowledge that I just don't have yet. In my mind, he's like a fully fledged veteran of the game, and he seems to have everything he's ever wanted. Like, I don't know, it seems like he's in a great spot, but he'll tell you, he's like, yo, I'm still learning and like struggling and finding out new things every day.
Well, also, it's encouraging to look at what he tells people the age that he kind of got it slightly figured out at. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he'll tell us, like, 10 years ago, he was in a fucking shithole, dude. Yeah. Like, and he was how old? How old is he now?
He's 46.
46. So, I mean, at my age.
40? 44.
So, at my age, he was in a horrible spot in his life. You know what I'm saying? He was stuck in addiction and you know, to sex and drugs and alcohol and all that shit. And so I think it should be encouraging to anybody out there who's watching this that's 26, 28, 32, or even in their early 20s that, you know, one of my tips in the last chapter of my book is, I'm doing the last chapter as a tips and on escaping struggle. And one of my tips is, don't spend too much time trying to figure it all out. You're never going to, the amount of energy people put into figuring it out and trying to look at the entire puzzle and have everything planned, It takes away from the amount of time you can be using and the amount of effort you can be putting into doing productive stuff in your life, taking the right steps, reducing toxic behaviors, adding on new skill sets, exploring, you know, new countries, shit like that. Like, people spend so much time trying to map everything out. Just relax.
You say exploring new countries, you're talking like Ferdinand Magellan shit?
Yeah,
like, you're trying to, like,
Dora the Explorer.
Christopher Columbus shit? Like, you're trying to discover new lands?
I wouldn't say to, like, to new settlements. Like, I don't think anybody should. And by the way, if you want to go out there and you want to settle a new country, I mean, I would say go for it.
Yeah.
But I would be careful with ones that have really strong militaries. I'd be careful with
malaria.
Malaria. Like, if you've ever played the Oregon Trail, I don't know how old you are, you don't want to die of dysentery. You don't want to break an axle. And you definitely don't want to drown fording a river. Like, those three things could be detrimental to your plans. So just really think through before you take any travel that is driven mostly by, like, cattle or oxen. Welcome
just,
back.
Just going full circle. So maybe life isn't over at 23. Maybe Jake told me, he goes, "Yo, this is gonna be the best year of my life." I said, "I bet." And then we hung out, we partied. Obviously, no drinking because his fight's coming up in 10 days now.
He pretended to drink.
I don't know if we could say that.
I don't know if we'd say it either. Who knows if we'd say anything? Who fucking knows?
But yeah, I trained with him. The man is looking so sharp. He's looking so sharp. He's quick. He's strong. He's in shape. He's not getting tired.
What does one of his punches look like? Just like from a sitting position.
Like this.
Holy shit. Seemed like a right. Was that a right? That was a right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's looking good. So his fight against Gibb is on January 30th in Miami. It's going to be on DAZN. You do not want to miss it. He's got a lot on the fucking line. And it's so cool for me as the older brother to see him come into himself, and the way that is worded.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too.
That's the saying, right?
Are we fucked up?
Come into his own.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The way he comes on himself
is
spectacular.
On himself is even better than what you originally
said. The way he comes
into himself.
He's coming into his own. He's evolving. He's becoming this fully fledged entity that is Jake Paul and not just Logan Paul's little brother. And I believe he's escaped that a while ago, but it's really cool as someone who I feel like has always been casting the shadow for Jake to evolve and become his own thing. And hopefully he secures the victory. I know he's fully, fully capable of it. I'm going to bet $50,000 on it.
Oh, you are.
That's how confident I am.
Do another bet.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, Jake, does it bother you that I have not won a single sports bet? He goes, no. Absolutely
not. He's locked in.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I'm a believer in like juju and bad juju. In the universe and like receiving signs and I don't know, he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I even went so far, Mac brought this up. So every day before my training camp, for the KSI fight, we would listen to Fisher and his song "I'm Losing It."
I'm losing it.
Dun, 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 dun. And Mac goes, "Yo, every day you listen to a song called I'm Losing It. I'm Losing It. I'm Losing It." So in my mind now, I this might sound weird, but is that like a subconscious? I know it's crazy. This is definitely some woo-woo shit, but
yeah, it is.
But I don't know, dude.
You should have been listening to like Eye of the Tiger or some shit.
I don't know, but he planted the seed and like I don't want to listen to songs telling me I'm losing it every day. Fuck that.
No, but you were also on the way into the first fight, you were listening to this gonna be my year. This gonna be my year. Yeah. This gonna be my year. And it wasn't
really.
That wasn't your year either.
Not
so
really.
I mean,
we listen to Fisher every day.
No, on the way into the first fight. the Manchester fight.
Yeah, and we didn't listen to Gashi every day. I fully understand what you're saying.
You listened to All I Do Is Win. Like, you were listening to all those kind of songs.
Not as much. I'd say probably just give it up. Give up your angle.
At this point, I
mean, why? Spencer's not here.
I'm pretty sure they probably figured that out.
Andre did a pop zoom on nothing. Yeah, Spencer's not here, so we figured Mike and I would run this.
We're testing it out, see how we like it. But we might just start throwing some randos in there until we get the third calls. I've been getting some videos from people like that say, like, this is why I want to be your co-host.
Oh, I had a lot of people reach out too.
Please stop.
Well, no, you did the sound effect by yourself. Okay.
Why? We don't want that?
No, we do. Just like getting
you inundated?
Yeah. No, we're getting a lot. The problem is this: we're looking for a female co-host who hopefully is already in LA doing the entertainment stuff. Like, if you think you're like funny and you're from Kansas, like, I'm sure that's great. But we need a case study for someone who's truly passionate and has been doing this shit. That's all. Because I got a couple texts and videos from like people who are like, I believe I'd be a right fit for the team, but it also you're in college and you have like an actual future ahead of you. Like, don't ruin your life on this show with us.
I've gotten a couple from like 12-year-old kids too that are just like,
maybe it's something to consider. Taking too many hits to the head, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about that before.
Yeah, I sparred this morning and got rocked a little bit, and I mean, shit, dude. I'm slowly but surely becoming just dumb as fuck. Like, how many brain cells am I losing every time I get rocked? And I'm talking rocked. I'm talking about the type of hit where you get walloped and there's a miniature earthquake in your head, and all you hear is like, that's the best way to describe it. And it happened today. It's happened three times. It happened today, and I was just like, damn.
Yeah. At what point do you stop doing that?
I just love fighting.
We've talked about this before. So now, do you love it more than everything else in your life collectively?
Like being healthy, I guess we've talked about. Yeah. No.
Or just having the brain capacity to like do anything. You know what I'm saying? Mike Tyson loved boxing. He still does shit. But does Mike Tyson have a huge team around him? Like, when he wants to lift his right arm, does someone do that for him?
No. I think physically he's healthy. But like, I don't want to be able to not connect my thoughts, and I don't want to slur my speech.
That's what I was just going to say. I feel like you're at risk of losing control of your tongue. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like in any time soon, you're just going to come downstairs, you're going to be like, Mark. Like, just not right, because you've had too many miniature earthquakes. And just like, Mark, we got to shoot the scene now. Please, Mark. And I'm like, bro, I told you to stop doing this to yourself. Can you just count your fucking money like a normal human and stop getting punched in the head?
It's just like, fighters also just get a different respect, dude. Like, I'm no longer just a YouTuber, and that feels, maybe it's like because I'm like feeding my ego, but that feels really good. It feels really good to be able to break out and like change the definition of what it means to be a YouTuber or an internet star.
But there's also like huge waves of respect coming for people that are making like positive change in the world too. Maybe it's just not for you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what?
That lady that raised all that money for like the
Greta Thunberg.
No, for the Australian fires. The comedian.
You want me to send
What's
nudes?
Her name? The nude girl.
Nah, not her. But use that example. Yeah, how do you? She's get. Not her. That's a bad example. There's a comedian. I can't remember her name now. Whatever. She raised like $30 or $40 million for the Australia fires. And she broke out through like a good means. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, I don't know. I feel like so many of the boxers that came up, and we were talking about this before too, come out of like such shitty environments. They fought their way out of the hood. Like, whether it's, you know, Pacquiao, or I'm sure Floyd even. Like, these people come from places that they had to fight. They grew up having a fight. And so they did it to fight their way out, and then they made money
Pacquiao,
off of it.
Who said Pacquiao had to eat his own dog or something?
Mac,
is that true, or am I going to be absolutely obliterated on the internet?
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram.
Mac, you saw it on Instagram. Oh, fuck. This is hearsay.
Am I going to have to be absolutely obliterated on the internet?
God damn it.
But how long do you do it for before, you know, you just say to yourself, like, there's got to be some other way.
Manny Pacquiao became street urchin after his father ate his dog.
He became a street urchin?
That has to be a tough thing to go through as a kid.
I've seen sea urchins, but what the hell is a street urchin?
It's like a sea urchin, but on the street.
So what are the, can you, just, I've, just street, a, it's, or just an urchin
you're,
in general.
You're stressing me out.
You've been stressed out all day today.
Nope, you don't know me.
I feel like I know you pretty
yeah,
well.
Yeah, you do. no, but wait, what was I going to say? Probably something. Oh yeah. Bro, I like fighting. Like, when McGregor won in 40 seconds, I threw my arms up, and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Because I'm jealous of him. I love that notoriety, like, infamous character that he plays and that the world loves to see. Like, legitimate, like, jealousy. I'll admit it. Like, I envy the shit out of that guy. And there's something about fighting that I don't know how long I'm going to do it, but damn, that shit feels good. When you connect with a punch, bro.
Is there any other sort of insecurity that you feel about your own self that you feel fighting compensates for?
Insecurities about myself. So Dylan's asking about insecurities about myself that I feel fighting compensates for. Maybe it was an insecure. I think this started when I was, 13 or 14. I was insecure because I was small. I was little. I was literally, my friends called me the shrimp. I was the smallest one in the group till I was probably like a sophomore or junior in high school. And I was the wrestler and sort of like everyone knew I was tough and outdoorsy, but I was also tiny. So there'd be talks about fighting all the time. So I was scared that I was going to get beat up at school and embarrassed. I didn't want to do that. So then I started wrestling much harder. I started going to boxing classes, jiu-jitsu classes. And I think the insecurity comes from a place of like legitimate insecurity in real life, like safety. I love also the fact now that I'm so safe in my own body and because of that so much more confident, because I know that like should shit go down, strip everything away from me, the most primal version of myself and of man is just my body, I'm going to be A-okay. And even for that reason, I encourage people to get into combat sports, not to get in fights, but just like feeling safe and confident about yourself, self-defense, whatever it is, that can change your life, dude. That's why I got into it. And, it made me puff my chest out a little more, hold my chin a little bit higher. And for that, I think it's good. But other than that, no, and maybe my small penis, that insecurity. So I want to fight.
But do you think like you could find a different outlet, like high jumping or something like that? Do you think you get the same kind of effect from it that you get from fighting without getting rocked in the skull?
Bro, there's nothing like conquering the man across from you. I swear, there's no greater feeling, dude.
Yeah, but you don't even know what that's like yet. So how do you know, dude? Like, how do you know what it's going to... What if you do it and you just automatically feel horrible?
I'm talking about like sparring and wrestling and years of wrestling and jiu-jitsu. What are you doing? Why you just leave me alone?
I'm sorry.
I fight because my friends make fun of me. And also, I can't end on a loss. Like, if I can't.
Oh, no, you can't.
I can't,
bro.
I'm
fully supporting whatever.
I'm going to beat the shit out of Antonio Brown.
1,000%.
Yo, the offer went out to him today.
I thought we can't do this.
We're going to do it on the next podcast because Bob Menery is coming on.
So, Logan, I heard the AB fight might happen. What do you have to say about that?
You don't really have to do all that.
I'm zapped. I did too many Ripper Magoos.
I think you could stop probably.
All right, let's talk something else about you then. I'm sure you got another topic, whether it's fighting your children. Come on, give us something else there.
Do you have something?
No, but go ahead.
Well,
I have things, but I'm running on your schedule.
Yes, I have things.
I'm running on your schedule, bro. As you know, we talked about this last night.
I mean, if you want to say something.
No, we should talk about what we talked about last night.
You're just a bitch, bro.
No, okay, so we have two podcasts today. We had to get the vlog out today. We had a meeting with this other content dude today for his content. He wanted to spar in the morning. So I look at the schedule, and it's like bar. There's like four or five things there. And then I look at the rest of the week, and it's pretty open. And we get an idea that we want to, or he gets the idea that he wants to have this more strategic, like 2020 meeting with the management team. We're all going to pull together. It's 10 p.m. on Sunday night. The management team does not know that this meeting is happening about 2020 planning.
Hold on. It's one person. It's Jeff.
All right. So whatever.
Me, you, and Jeff.
Well, by the way, me too. I didn't know. And that the next day, he's like, let's do it at 8 p.m. tomorrow. And by the way, I have an event tonight that I have to go to as well. All right, let's do it at 6 p.m. tomorrow. And I go, well, I don't know. And this, by the way, this turned into a massive quarrel. Like, it's been a while since we've had like a one-on-one. We had to clear the room. We got the gloves out, like the whole nine. And he goes, I go, we have literally wide open running room for the rest of the fucking week. It's tomorrow's Monday. It's already going to be a long day. Why don't we try to protect ourselves from burnout and put this on literally any other day this week, whether it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, where we have absolutely nothing fucking planned right now. I know we're going to do shit. I'll shoot my show. We'll shoot vlogs, all that shit. But at least there's no real meat there. And that's a very common practice in the corporate world. Hey, we need to have this meeting. What day works best for you this week? And people try to clear their schedule or try to fit it in perfectly or the best they can. And he said, you're a bitch. No, we're going to fucking do it tomorrow. We're going to do everything on one day.
Mike comes from the corporate world. This ain't corporate. This is an extremely dynamic, ever-changing environment with pure fucking savagery. And if you're not ready to step up to that level, especially now that I'm on, because we're doing the vlogs in the pocket, like, I'm always on, bro. I lay in bed at night, and it takes me 2 hours to fall asleep because I'm like this.
And he tried to...
Coming up with ideas.
And he tried to run it...
I go, Mike, I'm like, if you're doing this out of... It sounds like laziness, and this surprises me coming from you because I know you grind, but the more we can get into this day, the more time we will have the next day to do whatever.
But I know what that do whatever is. It's 73-year-old granny steals phone book without getting caught. It's how to eat chips without touching the back. Hold on a second. No, let me finish.
He hasn't caught up. I told him, let me finish this. I'm operating at 110.
Let me finish this. Even when he's at 110, I'm up before him and I go to bed after him. And I'm usually working from the start to the end of the day. I'm shooting the night shift at 12:30 at night. I'm editing video. So the laziness was not the factor. What I'm trying to do is protect both of us from burnout. By movings, and you can do this too at home.
I don't burn out.
You've talked numerous times about it's not the same burnout that other people experience. You stop using your brain.
Long-term burnout is a real thing.
It is. But you stop using
6 p.m. meeting on a Monday.
No, I know. And by the way, it didn't have to turn into this big of a thing. But in all honesty, like, you should, if you're watching this, use your time wisely. Put spread shit out so that you have the right. You have the right mental approach to the meetings you're going into. You're able to think things through. Now we have a 2020 meeting with two people that are like, oh shit, you told us about this at midnight last night and we have to get it in today.
If you can't get your shit straight for a mild hour meeting in 24 hours, you should not be on this
team. No, you can get your shit straight, but it'll be... of 60% of what it is. That's one thing you'll start to learn as you get older. We don't have to, by the way, this isn't that big of a deal. It's one thing you'll start to learn as you get older, that just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
Absolutely.
We can put every single every single content creation piece into Monday, but that would be the dumbest shit ever because now you're trying to do it. And this is something you and your brother have both suffered from, trying to do everything. Jake more than you. But yo, we could do this. And guess what? When you try to do everything, you do nothing. You do absolutely nothing. And so today we could have approached the day, said let's bang up two podcasts, tons of preparation work, get the vlog out, and then save the meeting for Tuesday.
Yeah, but today at 6 p.m., like, what are you going to do? Like, do you think Kevin Hart's like, well, it's 6 p.m., time to clock out? You think Dwayne Johnson's 6 p.m., I got to go to home? Gary Vaynerchuk? No, bro.
By the way,
these people are working 10 to 12 hours a day.
You're right, and that's why Kevin Hart drove his car off a cliff. That's why Kevin Hart cheated. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Is that
like,
why? Probably, or are you just saying that?
No, burnout can be a very serious problem. It can be.
Are you using a bad student to be indicative of the entire problem? Because Dwayne Johnson, what's wrong with him?
If you ask Dwayne Johnson, and you probably could, you could hit him up. You should ask him, hey man, do you use your time wisely or do you cram every single day? I bet you he has 5 hours to 7 hours a day that he takes off and spends time with his kids. I guarantee. All right, well, give me the proof. I know you can make that face, but.
And he anchors himself with a workout, bruh, at 5 a.m.
Yeah, bro. But that said, like, if you asked him, if you had a free week, I'm sure he would spread his time out. So, anyways, we had this argument last night. On to the next topic. If you're,
ready. I mean, here's the moral of the story, dude. If you want to be successful, like really successful, don't be a bitch. Like, push yourself, and know when to take your breaks. That's why we take Sundays off.
No, we don't. We didn't take even a second of yesterday off. We shot the entire fucking day. So we don't.
That is off to me. To me, that is off, bro. This is not work. What's up, dude? Welcome to eating a burger.
Maybe
with
not
Bear
for you, but you have to remember, bro. You are the non-mistake making, perfect, driven, hard ass Logan Paul. So to other people in this camp, okay, who are bitches, you have to remember that those people have to, like, I don't.
David's even giving me a look. You're only talking about you right now.
No.
Everyone here fucking grinds.
Okay,
dude.
we gave Hayden a day off. By the way, hold on a second. I made this statement to you last night too. This is not coming from a place of shit I need. When you tell me, yo, it's time to do this or that, I'm there. By the way, I'm already ready before you tell me. I'm ready every single fucking day, all day, every day, 8 in the morning until 12 at night, ready to work.
That's why this conversation confused me. I was
It's me doing what's called looking into the future and saying, yo, I think we can be more efficient and more optimized in our time use.
I think you think that about yourself. You don't know how we operate.
There will be certain points in your life because of your head, like how headstrong you are, and unfortunately your ego, where you just will never develop or understand things.
Ever?
I don't know. Maybe it comes with age. Maybe it comes with age.
Seems like.
That's fine. That's fine.
It's 6 p.m. on a Monday.
That's fine. I'm getting it. But I'm saying tomorrow, like what?
Here's the conclusion. Here's what we reached. Because I do listen to Mike. I am so down to be proven wrong and bend. I'm so down. This is one of the things, and this is why Mike's on my team, because he gives notes like this to me all the time. And a lot of the times I agree with him. I'd say 80% of the time I agree. This one, I just feel very strongly that we are in a very, how do I say this?
Like always changing.
A very intense hit the ground running part of my life, and a pivotal moment. This is it, dude. 2020. It's a new fucking decade, and we have a lot of things planned. And I want to just make sure we're utilizing time as efficiently and effectively as possible. Time is a very valuable commodity.
It's just a personal preference between me and you as to what we think that effective use of time is. Because all I was getting at last night was that. Now we're walking into this has gone way too far. Now we're walking into this thing, I think, underprepared, and we could have been more effective in the time planning going into this meeting, because now we're going to kind of sit in these chairs. We're going to be like, all right, 2020, what do you got?
So this was the conclusion.
We scheduled a meeting
for 6 p.m., and I said, Mike, I hear you. Let's do this. I'm going to gauge two things based on what you just said tonight. One, our energy levels in the meeting.
Facts.
If we're tired... And at 6 p.m., we're like, we don't have the mental energy to do this right now. Then, you know, I'm going to take what Mike said the day before and implement it in my life. And two, the effectiveness of the meeting. Because I think the real problem of this is you think the meeting is some like off the cuff, on the whim, a meeting that doesn't really have an objective. But sometimes, dude, I just need to be reminded of everything that's happening in my life so I can really formulate a plan.
Yeah, like a check-in.
So those are the two things that we're going to try to do, engage whether or not what Mike's saying is right.
By the way, he might be fucking right. We're not going to be tired. It's whatever. I just think it's something for people to think about. How do you use your time? If you can fit, like I'm trying to bring it back to the fucking audience and bring it back to the people who watch the show. Like, how do you use your time? Do you say, okay, like Monday, hit the ground running, put every single thing for that week into Monday, and then you have time opened up for the rest of the week for all the shit that kind of piles in, which is his strategy, which, by the way, might work. Or do you say, okay, like I had to set up other calls for this week for the book, for other stuff I'm working on. I put them down on Thursday and Friday. Even though technically tomorrow does exist, I'm not front loading that fucking day to shit. So my mind's clear. I'm prepped for every meeting I go into. When we do meetings in the corporate world or in the brand world, you say, yo, let's have this meeting in 2 weeks. You come prepared with all of these things. Don't miss a fucking step. If you make a mistake, you're going to have to pay for it. Everybody comes to the meeting sharp with PowerPoints, ready to talk on all the action items, and it breeds insane progress, and it's a process-driven environment. You come from a different world where it's very much like, yo, let's have a meeting and talk about everything in this meeting and hope for the best. They're very different worlds. And there's probably right and wrong in both of them. And so, you know, like who wins at the end of the day? If you're building a brand, I think it's planning. If you're doing entertainment driven stuff, it might be hitting the ground running. Anyways, use your time however the fuck you want.
Dylan, our producer, came up with a really good idea.
By the way, I fucking hate you today.
I'm just a beast, bro. What do you want from me?
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm the beast from the East, bro. The best in the West. No, I'm not the best.
How is Ohio the Midwest?
How is that?
It's not even close, bro.
Dude, that's like the mid.
It was when the country was founded.
Oh, it was. Is that?
Yes, that's right.
When the country was founded, it was the Midwest.
Because the West was the Mississippi River.
Because right now I'd call the Midwest Colorado, and geographically it's nowhere near Ohio.
It's what? The West.
It's the West. It's the West. I'm going out west, my dad would say. Take us to Colorado. Take us to Breckenridge. Take us to Crested Butte. Shout out to all my homies in Crested Butte.
What's wrong with us?
I'm flat-footed. I'm colorblind.
Can you show my flat feet, please, and it can and see if someone can help me? I'm in detrimental shape here.
What?
No. This picture is horrifying, dude.
Yeah, Mike.
Please.
Yeah.
Dude.
All right. Here we go. So here's Mike. This is the military picture we went to. So
show
Mike.
Dom's feet
Mike
first.
Notices. So if you look at it's as far as I can zoom in. Look at the arches on the Navy SEAL's foot. Nice, healthy, archy, curvy. Then we go to Mike's right next to him.
Can you zoom in on that, Andre? Look at my left foot. The other one. It's bent all the way into a...
We just talked about this before. Bro, I swear to God, on God, if we were stuck on an island and I was able to build a boat out of wood, I would cut off both your legs and use your feet as paddles. And by the way, they'd be incredibly effective because they're long, they're big, your feet cover a massive area, size 13, really just flat, catches the surface area of the water.
I can't even get mad at that. It's so true.
And I know how to use a tourniquet now, so it's not like you bleed out. Even mine, bro, like I do have flat feet. I have flat feet. I have my whole life, wear orthotics and everything, but they're not as bad as these puppies. You're falling out of the side of your shoe.
Plantar fasciitis, for sure.
Plantar fasciitis. Let's play the game.
Yeah.
All right. Dylan had a game. We're going to go through our likes on Instagram. That's what the game is.
Yes. We're going to reveal what we've liked.
Can we do yours first?
I don't want to do that. Let's do yours first. Oh, my God, Mike.
Please stop.
Mike.
Please stop, God,
this is bro. Oh, this is Mike. Okay. So, oh, shit.
Fuck.
What's happening? Something is happening.
Opening like a preview and then drag.
Open it like a preview.
What did you just airdrop me? Andre just airdropped me something good. Hold on. This just in. Oh. Look at these fucking puppies, bro. Oh, my God. Mike, you need help, bro. You need...
I sent the video. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Mike... At what point is it? Have you reached a point of no return?
So when you wear Converse, you feel right at home.
I don't wear Converse. I can't.
We got a video incoming from Andre. Oh my God! Was he? Is this one of his morning phone calls?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, yeesh. Damn, bro.
No. Can I ask you a question? Why do you have these? Do you have a folder on your phone that's called Mike's feet? Because like that's like a thing that exists in the porn. Do you have a foot fetish for flat-footed footed men, dude?
That's kind of fucked up, Andre. That's
gonna,
our friend.
What am I gonna do, bro? My feet look like fucking prosthetic feet.
They do. Danny's convinced Mike should chop off his limbs and just get prosthetics instead.
Do you know what
that
I feel like?
More effective.
I feel like I'm kind of like the people in that movie WALL-E. There's just nothing. Like I've turned into Jell-O. Because most of the time I do a lot of podcasting and night shifting. There's nothing going on in my lower body.
I want to bring up Mike's likes on Instagram. All right, here we are. So at first glance, I see a lot of skin. That's what I see first. You liked our friend Stad Guy.
Shout out Stad Guy.
Some Insta models. Oh, that's Lana Rhodes. Oh, all right. But who's that girl? And who's that? Whose butt is that? And then another butt right here?
That's Lana.
And then this girl, me
that's
and Jake.
Tammy Hembro.
Okay, so this is cool, bro.
And
this
then all like, at the bottom is a lot of complex shit, too, because I like to follow the culture.
I see that. Here's what I see from you. I see boobs, butt, and culture.
And I feel like that's a winning strategy right now. Like, or is it always going to be a winning strategy? Like, if you could live in that space of boobs, butt, and culture, like
he's
you're...
Who is that? Oh, that's Father
Kells. Father
Kells.
Shout out Father Kells.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, it just passed.
Okay, cool.
It just passed. It was the day after mine.
And then, yeah. A lot of Mac Miller shit I see. But yeah, Mike, I'm actually not mad at this.
Oh, shit.
Again, Charlie Jordan, the most prettiest girl
fucking
ever.
Fucking A, dude.
This girl with the butt.
That's Emily Willis.
Okay. And then Lana Rhodes again, Mike? And then look at this. Just meat, pasta.
Wait.
Amazing.
Lyrical lemonade.
What's this?
I mean, it's just a friend. It's my friend, dude.
Bro, whenever I start talking to girls, Mike likes all. I comments on all their shit.
I'm that supportive friend that just wants
supportive
them.
Friend. You trying to fuck, bro?
As you know, better than anyone. That's not the case. Remember me? Look, this is me.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. All right, let's do mine. Shit. Okay.
It's mostly pictures of yourself.
That makes sense.
It doesn't surprise me.
What are you talking about? There's one right here. There's two right here for more Logan Paul.
There's one
and there's
bottom.
There's three.
I guarantee there's more on the next.
But look, there's a butt here. Summer Rae's butt.
Summer Rae's ass.
Russell Brand stuff. A cool car. You, because you're my friend.
Wait, what's the metallic over on the right?
You, what do you mean?
What's that?
Bro, you're just on here as much as me. There's three of you and three of me, all right? So suck a nut. Here's number two. Oh, fuck, there's another one of me.
Wait, is that me and AB on that photo? On the second on the right?
This? Yeah. This is AB and Klitschko, I think. Yeah, Daisy Keach butt, classic. Photo of my brother. Boxing stuff. Antonio Brown stuff. My legs are weak, dude. And
Evan,
Kendall Jenner, Chris D'Elia. I love Chris D'Elia's Instagram. Strong following on that.
Oh, there's some meat there for you, too, it looks like.
Oh, this is Joe Rogan. I like the pictures of all Joe Rogan's meat.
Now, Logan, do you go through, like, an internal process before you like
something? I do.
Let's find out what that process
is. I do, yeah. So before I like something, I understand that if I like it, there will be a minor push to it in some way. So, like, if it's, like, a fan appreciation thing, I like to show appreciation back. If it's something I really do like I like how detailed Joe Rogan gets, and right now he's talking about his strictly carnivore diet. Like, I think that's super cool.
Is he keto?
No. Only meat, that's dude. It. Only meat. He says he's diarrheaing a lot. He says it's the bad problem.
He said
he can't even control it sometimes. Like, it'll literally just start falling out of his butt.
Okay, so at what point is your benefit overtaken by something like that?
I guess we're just going to have to wait and
see. No, fuck the wait and see method. If my bowels are departing without my saying the train should leave the station, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm off it, bro. By the way, plants are delicious. You don't like a nice broccoli?
Hell yeah.
But I mean, on the side of your steak?
That's the vegan. No, I do. But not just broccoli. I had a broccoli shoved in my mouth. I was yawning, and Smiley Kylie shoved the broccoli in my mouth. And just so you know, if you've ever put food in your mouth where you don't see it first and you only feel it, broccoli is one of the ones where you're like, what the fuck is in my mouth? Yeah. And it was a cold broccoli. So I was just like,
What about that girl, though? Smiley Kylie.
It's cool. Vegan, spiritual.
She woke us up with a drum.
I appreciated it.
I didn't.
It was her medical drum, she said.
Made by the shaman
of the Amazon.
She said it. No, I thought she said it was given to her by her mystery. What was it, her mystery mother?
Did she just tweet that?
On Instagram. But basically, back in the day, she tweeted.
I did see that, yeah. Yeah. Halsey manifested her dating Evan Peters, who I love.
Be a lot cooler if it was Evan Eckenrode.
Yeah. But yeah, she. This is one of the classic cases where way back in the day, she tweeted something like, what was it? Like, all I want is like snacks and Evan Peters. And now they're in love.
Yeah, but that kind of happened with your vlog the other day, too. My birthday vlog.
How so?
I don't know.
You have no idea, so you just said it anyways?
No, but I know, but I just said I don't know because I don't know if I want to talk about it.
Alright.
I mean, I do, I'm down.
No, fine. Right, fine. No, the vlog was lit, dude. People really enjoyed the vlog where I gifted you Lana Rhodes for your birthday. And we went viral in multiple countries. Did you know this?
That's right.
This is weird. Dude, we went viral.
Can you try reading that?
Original. De Shalali me fanalan blue este footballist.
Wait, what's football?
Que het Mike.
Wait a second. I think they might have confused me with somebody that plays soccer. I'm not kidding.
Can we translate? I don't know. I can't read this language. I can read this.
I'll get it for you.
Tekshokan, Ignigster, Pushter, Keter, Nish, Dick, Daily.
What is it? Originale?
Yeah. So, okay. So this is one. I don't know what language this is, but it happened. This is another from Yosoy Moloskuko. 33,000 likes. El famoso YouTuber Paul Logan. Oh, fuck. Le regalo de cumpleaños, se mejor amigo, Mike. And then another one. El famoso YouTuber Logan Paul quis ofrecer algo especial. Ayo, seu mejor amigo.
That one's Portuguese. I think all of them, none of them tagged us. They all just tagged Riley and Lana. But it went viral across the world. I mean, yo, it's kind of a cool story. Like, imagine being gifted that for your fucking birthday, dude.
And more so, imagine being gifted beyond just your crush, the gift of love.
I understand there's some sort of something happening there, huh?
I don't know if he can speak
well,
on
it. We hung out again after, and I'll just say this, bro. I know, like, you still haven't gotten to, like, a sweet spot with her yet because you guys are still, like, just don't really know each other. But I've gotten to know her pretty well, and not like that well, but pretty well. And she's a cool fucking girl. She's very different from the rest of the adult stars that I've hung out with.
She's not like these other girls.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. First of all, let's keep in mind she's not shot a scene in 3 years. So first and foremost, she's been out of the game and still is number one because of that demand. But she's just like... She showed up at the house the other night. We hung out. And by the way, when I said I had to leave Big Bear, hanging out with my family, Jake and Logan, in one of the most important and epic times to come home and handle administrative business duties. I think I told you it was to run my Shopify account for the night shift. I really was just coming back here to hang out with her.
Okay. It's fine. Did you...
Close the deal?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. And it sucks to say it in front of all these fans. But by the way, what did I tell you about girls that I hook up with on the first night?
If the girl hooks up with you on the first night, you'll never talk to them again.
Not never talk to them necessarily, but I definitely won't like be able to fall in love with them. Because it makes me think like, yo, that girl probably just went. And this is a weird situation. This is a weird situation because like... usually I would be like, oh, if they make me wait, like they probably... don't do a lot of like double anal, but that's not the case. That's not the case here. It's like this is a fucked up situation. This is a fucked up situation.
You don't
bro.
Say, Mike. You don't say.
There's a Kanye song about it.
I'm in love with a porn star.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I think that's it. I think that's it for this episode. Bob Menery's up next. He's.
Things they said about me I didn't like, so we're gonna go confront these fuckers. Right, Scooty?
Gotta call him out.
I brought my bodyguard.
Gotta call him out.
What happened?
Very, very
shit. Hold on, Bob Menery. I will fuck you up, dude. No, I'm just kidding. He's dope. We saw him the other day at Saddle Ranch, but he's on his way here. Let's close out the podcast. Let us know what you thought about the two-man episode, about the vibe. Again, it's sort of a test. I figure we've done 150 plus episodes of Impulsive. Like, let's just keep trying out shit, see what works, see what doesn't. What do you think? I want to know. I have an opinion.
I think it allows us to get a little bit deeper into like mine and your relationship, which if people are into, then they might have liked this, like to see where our pain points and our strong points are because there's no other focus. So if people like that, and by the way, like my guess is that as the show continues to go on, especially as we've seen that people like the Boys Only episodes, I think people are becoming more and more invested in our stories.
I agree.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. However, I also like our banter on subject XYZ.
100%.
So I think the note for both you and I
yeah.
to take, and I know sometimes when we talk about shit on this show, we forget, and I would have told you this in the debrief, we should really start clocking... anything in our life that happens, whether it's like a thought that could drive a conversation or something that maybe isn't so centric on you and I.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Well, like yeah. it's our job to go in our notes if something happens out in public.
Well, also just the macro issues that I keep going back to. I keep saying, you know, the stuff that people are talking about without us. Anyway.
Sure. But also like there's some super... nuanced topics that happen like only in your life, my life, or like anyone's life that you're not going to see on Twitter.
Facts.
Right? Like what?
Sleeping with a girl on the first night is a great time
Yes, exactly. Like if something like that happens, let's talk about it. So I think that's what we have to do. And so we can. This was very you and I based.
Yeah.
So I think maybe we should get in the thumbnail here. You just saw how thumbnails work. All right, guys, hit that subscribe button. Keep watching the vlogs, man. You guys seem to be loving them so far. Let us know. Comment, please. I do listen and receive and love your feedback. That is it. Next podcast coming out Thursday. Impulsive, we love you. Take it easy. Woo! Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.